The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. This is another of those familiar Gospel readings. So familiar that we might say that it's obviously not about us. Jesus is addressing the Pharisees and the scholars of the law, after all. One way we might read the woes, is to see ourselves in them and not simply others, to imagine that they are directed at ourselves. It's a challenge to see ourselves in them and to ask ourselves similar questions. When have we failed to pay attention to God's justice? That is to say, when have we failed to be just? When have we sought honor and recognition? When have we failed to pay attention to those who are invisible or voiceless? When have we failed others? These are important questions for any of us. Yes, Jesus does address the woes in this gospel passage to the Pharisees and the lawyers. However, when we look at our own lives, we can also be challenged by these words. We're challenged to focus on, as author Megan McKenna suggests in one of her commentaries, the Word of God, the cry of the poor and those in distress, those silenced by injustice and despair, as well as those whose lives sing of compassion, hope, and mercy. How is it that you pay attention to these things? I've been a teacher, a chaplain, and a spiritual director in my life as a Dominican. Both my students and clients, for the most part, have been white, middle-class citizens of the USA. They have been privileged in ways, whether conscious or not, that includes skin color, as well as economic and political status. Currently, however, my ministry takes me inside prisons. The experience and skills I bring from my background lead me to conduct myself in familiar ways, though in this unfamiliar setting. And I find the men and women I encounter inside the walls to be both similar and different from those I have known over the years outside the walls. Many of these men and women are poor. They grew up poor. Unlike the students I have known previously in my classes, many of them did not come from homes that were stable. Some suffer from severe mental illnesses. Most importantly, many of them dropped out of school somewhere along the line, their lives have been truly invisible, voiceless, and marginalized. My heart is heavy when I hear them tell stories of their childhood or of their criminal lives, quote, on the street. My heart rejoices, though, when I can see how their own reflection can change their lives. It's important for me to hear their stories and their reflection, just as it's important for me to hear these woes and try to imagine that these incarcerated persons have encountered in their life of crime, in their life in prison. It's important for me to bear witness to what I have seen and heard. It's important for me to touch them and for them to touch me. This is where I meet God these days, among the invisible, the voiceless, and the marginalized. How about you?